locked up, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
WMFO Medford. It is 10 p.m. here on a Sunday evening, which can only mean one thing. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Faire, for the next 2 hours. That's right. We are back to a two-hour show here for the summer, at the very least. And I just want to say, Dad, happy Father's Day. Love you. And to all the other fathers out there, also want to wish you a happy Father's Day as well. Okay. If you're new to the show here, we have a primary focus on the 80s, and that's what we're going to do tonight here. So just kick back and enjoy.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
Hustle!
Yes, 91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. It is about 12-ish after 10 p.m. on a Sunday evening. And we are well into our trip back into the 80s here. You just heard the B-52s. And, whoops, kind of hit the wrong button here. Anyway, fine. Yes, B-52s with Legal Tender. That's off of their 1983 release, Whammy. Easterhouse was in there before that with Whistling in the Dark off of their 1986 release, Contenders. And Russ Ballard, off of his self-titled 1984 release, gave us In the Night. If you're a fan of Miami Vice, that is, I think, really one of the first episodes in the first season, but certainly a classic. Okay, I'm going to kick back into it here with New Order. We'll be right back.
Johnson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I see the problems. Over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Sunday evening from 10 to 12 p.m. and bringing you the best of the 80s era. And occasionally we'll stray from that, but for the most part, that's what the focus is. Again, I just want to say Happy Father's Day to my dad and everybody else. Also, Happy Gay Pride Month as well. If you got any questions, comments, you can always drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. You can also check out the playlist and the archive versions of the show on the station's website, which is wmfo.org. Okay. So we started that set off there with New Order and True Faith. Now that version is off of the Bright Lights Big City soundtrack from 1988, and Electronic was in there with Disappointed. That was off the Songs from the Cool World soundtrack from 1992, and Electronic, of course, speaking of New Order, made up of Bernard Summer of New Order and Exmouth guitarist Johnny Marr, as well as Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe of the Pet Shop Boys. And we wrapped it up there with the English Beat with Hands Off, She's Mine. That's off of the Beat This, the Best of the English Beat. We're going to dive back into it here now with the Blue Nile.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what I'm doing.
Yes, you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. It is just about 5 minutes to 11 here on Sunday evening, and we've got another hour to go. So let's just talk about what we've been listening to here. I think we kicked it off. Yes, we did, with the Blue Nile off of their 1983 release, A Walk Across the Rooftops. And we heard the track Stay. Joe Jackson was in there with You Can't Get What You Want Until You Know What You Want. That's off of his 1984 release, Body and Soul. Public Image Limited gave us Public Image off of their 1979 release, Public Image. And, of course, I had to throw in the U2 tribute here for the 30th anniversary of Joshua Tree from 1987, and we heard One Tree Hill. And, of course, they're going to be playing here in Boston at Gillette Stadium next week. If you were listening to Jay's show here prior to mine, you definitely got a crash course in U2. Which is never a bad thing, of course. Okay, and we wrapped it up there with a little bit of local action from the early to mid-90s. Velvet Crush out of Providence, Rhode Island. We heard One Thing to Believe, and that was off of their a single Odyssey compilation from 2001. Still plenty to get to here tonight, so let's dive back into it with Echo and the Bunnymen. Okay, we're going to try that one more time. Echo and the Bunnymen.
Look at you with burning lips. You're living proof at my fingertips. Walked on a tidal wave, laughed in the face of a brand new day. Food for survival thoughts. Mapped out the place where I'd plan to stay. With